Chapter 4. An Evening with Laura. Dear Mum and Dad, how are you both? How are things at home? Are you both working hard, as always? I'm doing well. I'm quite busy studying, and I'm getting used to my new life at university. It's so different from living at home and going to school. The students here take their studies very seriously. It's a big change. Mark is doing fine. He works until the evening and then comes home or goes bowling with his new friends. He seems to be getting on well with Roger. In fact, we're all getting on very well together. I've made a new friend. Her name is Laura and she's a music student. We've got a lot in common and I like to spend time with her. I also spend a lot of time playing the piano. It helps me relax whenever I have too much stress from my studies. Roger has suggested that I volunteer with some of the sick children at Lucas Hospital. They've got a piano there, and he said that I could sing and play for the kids to make them feel better. Maybe it will make them forget about their problems for a while. I've been considering it, and I think I'll do it. This way, I can still do something with my music and learn about the hospital at the same time. What do you think of the idea? Well, I'll finish here. I hope everything is okay with you. Please say hello to everyone back home. I love you and miss you very much. Love, Diana. Diana finished the letter and emailed it. Suddenly, she felt hungry. She went downstairs to see what she could make for dinner. Mark and Roger had eaten earlier, and Roger had already returned to the hospital. "Let's see what we have here," she said, opening the fridge. There was only a little apple juice, some potato salad, and half a sandwich in the almost empty fridge. "Not good," said Diana. She went into the living room, picked up the phone and called Laura. "Hi, Laura. It's me, Diana," she said. "Listen, have you had dinner yet?" "Actually, I was just about to bite into a pizza," Laura answered. "It's my favourite, olives and mushrooms." "Oh, okay," said Diana, disappointed. "I was just wondering if you wanted to go out for dinner with me." "Never mind. We'll do it another time." "Hey, no problem. Why don't you come over and join me?" said Laura quickly. "There's plenty of pizza here. My flatmate isn't here, and she's eating out tonight anyway. I was going to eat the rest of this pizza tomorrow night, but I'd rather share it with you now." "Okay, I'm on my way. See you soon," said Diana, putting down the phone. 5 minutes later, Diana rang Laura's doorbell. "Hi, Diana. I'm glad you could come," smiled Laura as she opened the door. Diana could smell the pizza. She was really hungry. "Thanks for inviting me. Are you sure I'm not bothering you?" she asked. "Of course not. I'm only watching TV," Laura answered. "Let's eat, or the pizza will get cold." The two girls sat on the floor next to Laura's bed and enjoyed the pizza. "I've decided to do something with my music," Diana told her friend while they were eating. "I'm going to volunteer at Lucas Hospital. I'll play the piano and sing for the sick children there once a week. What do you think?"
"I think that's great. How did you find out about it?"
Laura asked enthusiastically. "Roger told me about it," Diana explained. "It's part of the expressive therapies program they're starting there. They're looking for a music teacher, and Roger thought it would be really good for me. I think it will be too. I can learn about the hospital and have a creative channel for my music. In addition, I'll be making those kids happy for a few hours. I can't think of anything better." As Diana spoke, she felt happy and excited.
"Roger has found the best job for you," Laura laughed. She was really happy for her friend.
"We'll soon know if you're right or not," Diana replied. "Well, we've eaten all your pizza.
so I'm inviting you to dinner on Thursday." Laura nodded. "Invitation accepted," she said. Diana was feeling tired and decided to go home. When she walked into the living room, she saw Roger sitting on the sofa, reading a very large medical book. "Hi, Diana. How are you?" he said, looking up from his book.
"I'm fine," replied Diana. "What are you reading?"
"Just another medical book as usual," answered Roger. "Listen, have you thought any more about the volunteer position?"
"Yes, Roger, I have," Diana said. "I'll take it."
Roger smiled. "Good. Then come with me to the hospital on Friday. I have to be there at 10 o'clock. Does that sound okay?"
"Yes, that sounds great," replied Diana.
She began walking upstairs to her room when she suddenly stopped and turned back to look at Roger.
"Roger?"
"Yes," he replied, putting down his book and looking up at her.
"Thanks. I think I'm really going to like it," Diana said, suddenly feeling very optimistic about her life.
For the first time since she had started university, she felt good about something she was going to do. Diana went to her room. Roger watched her walk upstairs and smiled.